All right, Mace is here in the house. Ireland is obviously up in San Francisco getting ready for game one tonight of the Lakers and the Warriors. Johnny on with us?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can't wait for tonight.
I was just going to say, like, is it buzzy up there when you're out and about?
Buzzy.
Is it super buzzy?
Everybody talking about it. Everybody, and you guys were just talking about the ticket prices. Everybody trying to get in. Mace, you asked about the get-in price.
Yeah.
The get-in price tonight appears about $375 for the nosebleeds.
$375 for the worst seat in the house.
Right. And then the top ticket is, you know, well over $2,000.
Yeah. Wow. We just had $31,000 for 30,
game three.
Game three.
Most expensive.
Most expensive.
Yeah. Maybe the last time Steph and LeBron meet in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know it's going to happen again, exactly.
Well, and it's so weird that it's happening in the second round, too, because just of the way that the seedings went, the way that the series broke along the way. And it we were talking about it a little bit earlier, John. The Nuggets have looked so good in the games that they've played. Are we kind of just skipping over the fact that they are still the heavy favorites in the Western Conference, or is whoever comes out of the one that you're going to call tonight on the top side of that?
I disagree with you that the Nuggets have looked so good.
Really?
Last night, I thought they got nothing out of Michael Porter and nothing out of Jamal Murray.
And still won by double digits,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it has more to do with Phoenix not making shots. The Lakers beat Denver twice during the season. So I think whoever wins this series has a real chance to go to the finals. I don't have Denver as an overwhelming favorite like it sounds like you do.
Is Denver a better matchup for the Lakers than the Warriors?
That's a good question. They don't have Steph, so yep. I think I'd rather play Denver than the Warriors, but you got to get through Golden State to get there, so you know it really doesn't matter.
So, John, yesterday, Travis Rogers extended his career by attempting to become an actor.
Okay.
So he wants to be in, describe this, it's a Fernando biopic.
There's a series in development that does not have a home yet, John, that's going to be about Fernando Mania, about his trip from small town in Mexico to Dodger Stadium to becoming the Fernando Valenzuela that we know,
yes.
And how that the early part of his Dodger career. It's a scripted dramatic series where Fernando is an executive producer on it.
And Travis wants a role in this thing.
I do.
Do you want a specific role?
No, I just want to be in it.
Although I suggested Ron Paranowski.
Ron Paranowski has been brought up.
Yeah.
There's a couple of different roles that have been floated.
But Ireland, you know how we do Jorge Briones Masterclass?
Right.
I decided to pull a scene for Travis Rogers perform.
Okay.
It is from a baseball movie.
Okay.
And it's from a baseball movie that I think you love.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to hand you the scene. You have not seen this scene. You do not know what's coming. It's completely off the top of your head. Producers for the Fernando series, please listen. Here is Travis Rogers.
Well, I believe in the soul, the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, and the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot. Softcore porn. Opening your presents on Christmas morning, not on Christmas Eve. And I believe in slow, long, deep, soft, wet kisses that last for 3 days.
Trav,
I have a friend of mine that is a movie producer.
Ooh, yep. John's getting
involved. Ron Shelton?
Now.
Yeah.
Ron Shelton.
Okay.
Well, I know Ron, and I know Ben, his nephew, really well.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my friend that's a movie producer would say this about that particular audition.
Okay.
I think your best work is ahead of you.
Yeah. Sure. A casting director might say, you want another crack at that?
Does this go to what AK said yesterday?
Go bigger?
Go over the top?
Should I go bigger?
Well, Al Pacino had a second career by going over the top.
I believe in the small of a woman's back.
No, I can't do that.
I would take a flamethrower to this place. Yeah.
So you guys are not filling me with confidence, I got to tell
God!
You.
No. It's an absentee.
Yeah, but this
landlord.
Is practice here. This isn't the real deal.
Well, it's, you know, I like the idea of jumping into the grave.
Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Well, that's Al Pacino doing Crash Davis. Right? I don't, if that's what they're looking for, they're going to have to give me a little. little direction.
All right, so do you want to hear the way Costner
sure.
actually performed this?
Why not?
Let's hear it.
We thought we'd work ahead and actually show you the way it should be done
okay,
by
do
the
it.
Great Academy
yeah.
Award winner,
well, sure.
Kevin Costner.
Well, I believe in the soul. The small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, that the novels of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and the designated hitter. I believe in the sweet spot, softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days.
There you go.
Trev, so, that was better.
Yeah, yeah, that was better.
You think?
I think Costner's version of it
you do.
Was really strong.
Now, can I offer a counterpoint?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
That I don't know if it was his first role, but one of his first roles was playing a dead guy in The Big Chill.
Yes, it
where
was.
Where he just laid in a coffin.
Well, right? Actually, that the role you only ever saw for? His wrist.
Okay, they cut him
your
out.
Your wrist,
right?
I think, is right for that role.
What I'm saying is maybe giving me one of the iconic scenes in baseball cinema
right.
is not the jumping off point that I need. I need something a slightly more manageable, something that I have maybe a little bit more range for.
Well, and you also didn't rehearse this, right?
No.
We also just handed you the script.
And I did think that there was
Let
missing something out of that opening line.
Yeah, there's definitely something missing out of the opening
Two
line.
Things,
if you know,
in fact.
Yeah, if you know that scene, you know that we did a little editing there.
John, what do you think? You think he's got a shot here in playing a part in this Fernando? What do you think?
I think his best work is ahead of him.
I would love to argue, but I think you might be right.
You took a good crack at it. You took a swing.
Hey, what are you going to do?
By the way,
that line that my friend uses is just like the ultimate backhanded rejection.
Oh, it's
compliment.
The worst.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
not even backhanded.
Yeah.
That's with your closed fist.
Yes.
Your advice of going straight to the top?
Yes.
I finally got an email back from Spirit
oh,
Airlines.
Oh, you got an airline? Oh.
Why do you have a dispute with Spirit Airlines?
So I made a mistake. My girl, when she had booked, when I went to Houston, she booked my flight.
Okay.
And she had already paid Spirit Airlines charges, right? If you're going to take a bag with you, you're going to check a bag in.
Yeah, they get you coming and going.
Or
it's
even carry on. Yeah, either one. So I did not know that she, on my way back, just wasn't paying attention. I'm getting... getting ready to get on the flight. So I paid $85 to take my bag on the flight. She had already paid for it. So I basically paid twice for no reason.
Gotcha.
I hit, and I explained this story, and I got on the phone with them customer service. They went nowhere. Mace said, why don't you just go straight to the top and email the CEO?
Yes.
Email the CEO. The third email, he obviously forwarded to somebody from customer support.
Okay.
She came back with this long thing, this, that, sorry for the inconvenience. And basically at the end, she said, please be guided that no refunds are due for this reservation.
Oh, no!
Cold-blooded.
Well,
what
they normally do is give you a credit. Like, give you an $85 credit, because then you have to fly Spirit again.
Well, that's what he's trying to avoid.
So that's what they offered.
Now,
that's what they offered me was the credit. And I'm like, no, the whole purpose of me trying to get the money back is I don't want to go back on Spirit.
Now you have to fly Spirit again.
Yeah, they've got you.
They got me.
Yeah.
Because
you don't want to do that.
I would sleep. I take the credit rather than take nothing.
No,
might need to fly Spirit just out of necessity one day.
I feel like the credit is there for me. So now I'm just trying to get greedy and see if I get something else out of it.
$85, you could fly like six times on Spirit.
No, you can fly across the country.
You just can't take any bags
no
with you.
No bags.
Emily, what's the name of the retirement community in Succession?
Living Plus.
Living Plus.
So we were talking earlier today about if we were going to make our individualized retirement communities.
Yes.
Right? That Living Plus was described as a cruise ship on the land, which, no thank you. I don't want any part of that.
Can I just say... My mom lived in a Del Webb community out in the
Del Boca Vista.
Isn't that basically Living Plus?
A little bit.
Unless
they have
a clubhouse,
Iron Man going through there and premieres of the movies.
That's true.
My grandparents lived in a place outside of Tampa that basically was all their friends moved into this place, and it was the greatest. I would go visit them once a year. First of all, they serve meals any time of the day.
Yeah.
Trav,
my attention.
There were two golf courses,
okay.
And if you're a resident there, no greens fee.
Hmm.
You just go play.
Yeah.
And so, and basically, there's doctors and nurses on staff. So if somebody is near the end or at the end, they take care of that.
Yep. Living plus.
Trav, at the time I was about 45. I wanted to move there.
Well, yeah. Like you mentioned Del Boca Vista a second ago, John. I feel like I'm in a Kramer situation where I'm going to move down there well before my retirement years.
Right.
Because what you're describing, limitless food, on call whenever you want it, green feeless golf, and medical care
Isn't that around the corner.
That's heaven.
Kind of what I'm looking
the
for.
Land. Now, I would like to make a presentation for mine using a gigantic screen with my dad on it. Me and my Ireland, you've seen Succession, right?
Not the most recent one.
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of a
I don't want to spoil.
Part.
I don't want to spoil.
Don't spoil it. I'm going to watch tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil.
What would yours look like, Mace? Do you want, like, just, and you don't strike me as an endless food guy. You don't strike me, you're not a golf guy.
No, not
what
a golf guy.
What do you want? Like a weed themed retirement.
There would definitely
community?
Be multi-dispos.
Yeah, I was say, dispensary on site for Mace.
It would be. It'd be for fun, but it'd also be for for getting old and creaky and all that stuff, which is really good. It would. We would describe the slogan would be the high life.
That's good.
Which
I like
would be
that.
Really strong.
Not bad.
I think endless food is appropriate in a place where there is endless weed. Right? You do need endless food.
What about you, Ireland? Do you want to live where your grandparents were?
I do. I mean, that place was awesome. And Trav, I'll meet you on the tee every morning at 7 o'clock. We'll be at the pool by noon. Which, by the way, food at the pool.
I was going to say we can hit the halfway house, get a little breakfast burrito at the turn, and
I don't even want to wait until I'm old. I want to go in there now.
Am I the only one that would have bought Waystar stock after they announced Living Plus? Because I definitely would have. I would buy Waystar. Can you buy Waystar stock? I would buy some Waystar stock.
Okay.
Well, isn't Waystar basically News Corp?
Yeah, it is basically News Corp, yeah. Although I think it's generally like Big Fox. But with
ATN
theme
is
parks
Fox News,
and ships,
right?
And ATN is Fox News, yeah. Exactly.
So, John, I'm going to try to ask this question without giving away anything. Are you enjoying this last season, Mace?
I am.
You are?
I am, yeah.
John, Succession?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it's great.
I can't wait to see how it turns out.
So every time they talk, I have not watched, every time they talk about it, it's kind of, even Morales as well, it doesn't sound like you guys
Emily
are liking it.
Emily and I are kind of a similar mind on this last season.
I think there are parts that are really amazing, but I am just waiting until, it just feels like the thing happened.
Yep.
And it's been, there's a lot of episodes of Fallout that feel like it's the same thing happening over and over again. But I do like the Tom Schiff things. I do like that
stuff.
The
Tom Schiff stuff is great.
You want to play Bitey?
Yeah, Bitey.
A little Bitey.
A little Bitey, exactly.
Yeah, so it seems a little bit repetitive, but I feel like
Roman losing his
everything
mind
could change
is great.
At the end.
All that stuff. I totally am digging it. Now, here's what I'll say. I'm glad the show is ending with its fourth season.
Yes.
It's better to end too early than too late to hang around. Now there's word that Ted Lasso might go on for another year, and I think Ted Lasso should end after three seasons. I think it's a perfect time to end it. Yeah,
I haven't seen that one. Chris made a good point, too, about The Sopranos, that when that ended, you didn't come back with another season after Gandolfini had died and kind of try to tell the story without him. You need these
people in
the
story. No, you made that into a movie.
Right, yeah. Did I miss anything
Saints
with
of
that?
Newark. Actually, it was pretty good. That was Gandolfini's kid playing Gandolfini.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
It was all right.
You need the guy. You need the guy in that show. Michael Scott in The Office.
Yes.
Right? Steve Carell. After it was okay, but it wasn't the
same
show.
It's hard, you guys, to nail the end of a show. I mean, look at Game of Thrones. They failed miserably. Look at Seinfeld. They didn't even nail it.
We were talking about that yesterday. Like, how does the legacy of the show change based on how they end it? I mean, a lot of people, when you mention Game of Thrones, are like, yeah, that ending sucked.
The Sopranos did a good job.
Did they?
Although a lot of people were confused.
A lot of people didn't dig the end of The Sopranos.
In the moment, because of the way it ended, it was a little confusing. But after you take a step back from it, it's like, well, that actually is a great way to end it.
I feel the same. Originally, I was like, huh?
Because we all thought our TVs weren't turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the last Seinfeld the other day, and in concept, it actually should have worked. They all go to trial for just basically being bad humans, and they bring back everybody they were bad to and put them on trial. I mean, but just when they executed it, it didn't really go.
You know,
it
was a great finale.
I liked it better that I watched when I saw it 6 months ago than when I saw
great
it
finale.
20
go
years
ahead.
Ago.
Cheers.
I thought Cheers was a dull finale.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was terrific. You gave each of those characters a little two-minute monologue in the last episode to kind of wrap up their character, their philosophy, their lot in life, and how they fit in to the fabric of that show. I thought it was
terrific.
Here's
a bad sign. I don't remember anything about the end.
Did you guys like Better
show.
Call Saul's ending?
I love
Better
Call
Saul.
Yeah,
I did too. I thought that was one of the...
Breaking Bad completely nailed the ending.
Yeah, yes. Breaking Bad killed it. Yeah.
The second to last episode of Breaking Bad, Ozymandias, is one of the great episodes of TV of all time.
It's always the penultimate. Episode.
Which one was that? I don't remember the names. Tell me what happened in that. I've seen the series.
The one before where he went away, right? Oh, John, he went to basically whatever Siberia, the equivalent of Siberia, right. Far away from the whole thing while the world kind of churned. I thought the second to last, the penultimate episode is the one you're supposed to pay attention to. More important than the finale.
Succession needs to get on their horse. They need to get going for me.
Boy, wake up. You're missing it.
I am falling asleep. You're right about that. That is happening along the way.
They do miss Logan, though. Logan Roy.
Miss him.
They miss Logan Roy.
It's the entire show.
Trev, I just thought about a good thing for you to be in the Fernando movie.
Go.
You should be a baseball player. You should either be the opposing pitcher or somebody that Fernando strikes out.
Terry Forster. We talked about it yesterday.
Big tub of
Terry
goo.
You can't pull off Forster because you're not left-handed.
I'm not a lefty.
We tried going third base coach. We tried going pitching coach.
I could play a baseball player as long as umpire. It's a little bit from a distance. You know what I mean?
You're older now. That's true.
You'd have to be a coach.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
saying. Umpire is
an umpire. An umpire is perfect.
I gave a Dutch Rennert. Remember Dutch Rennert?
Yeah.
Ireland,
sure.
Do you remember him?
Of course.
Do you remember his strike call?
No.
Yeah, it was like super demonstrative.
It was, he'd go, strike one!
Yeah.
For nine innings on every hitter. He would go crazy. So I could at least kind of maybe stand out.
I have some bad news for you. I just Googled Dutch Rennert height.
Uh-oh.
5'8".
5'8".
Well, we'll CGI it.
Yeah.
Right? We'll CGI the bottom.
Well, it depends how big the guy they get to play Fernando is.
Yeah.
By the way, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Such an iconic motion, the look,
it's
everything
else.
It's
going to be somebody we've never heard of.
It has to be.
You can't cast a known person
in that
role.
He's got to be able to throw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have a guy
how
that's
upset
out,
would
and
you
he's got
to
be left-handed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You got a very specific... Oh, sleep.
Oh, you would lose it.
You see, I do not like sports movies where the actors can't perform.
Boy, it's got to measure up to that documentary, doesn't it?
Nothing can.
Yeah.
Nothing can. Super Crosstalk, powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday.
Woo, woo, woo.
Mason in Ireland. Johnny I is up in the Bay Area, and we're starting with Yacht Rock, baby.
Of course we are. Ireland, question for you.
Yes,
yesterday, a guy named Gordon Lightfoot died. Now, is that
it
Yacht
is a
Rock?
Oh, sorry.
It is a final.
It is a final.
Is that Yacht Rock, Johnny I?
Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah.
Sundown, the Edmund Fitzgerald song. Yeah, that's Yacht Rock.
We'll play that later on.
Oh,
but,
excellent.
But before we
stay tuned for that.
Before we officially begin the show on a Live Imaging Tuesday, I have a major announcement.
Oh, no. What
tomorrow
is it?
On this radio program,
yep.
Around 1:45, we think, the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers, Rob Pelinka, will join the show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
He just wants it to be fun, you know, in case tonight doesn't go as great.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll be celebrating a win tonight.
Did
tomorrow.
You know that, Ireland?
No. Who booked
I did
it?
Not know that. Who made that happen? Christopher Listen, Morales?
A part of the Mishwuka. The whole family came together.
Bergman, did you do that?
No.
Everybody came together to make it happen.
I know you didn't do it, Greg.
I was raising
a barn.
I was in the room when Greg
together.
Did help make it happen.
Absolutely
so
did.
But they had to suggest it. We didn't suggest it.
It wasn't a they, it was a he. Anyway, let's get to it and come together. Mason and Ireland, your Tuesday right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm glad Good Morales afternoon. Is finally in on the bit. So it's a huge day. It's a
Can't
huge
wait.
Night. Game one, second round series, Lakers versus the Warriors. Morales, you've got to be thrilled about this, right? This is great radio is what this is.
It's a Lakers game day Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. I'll tell you this real quick. Yep. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
Toyota Lakers countdown to tip off with Sliwa. Then John Ireland, Michael Thompson have your play-by-play at 7 p.m. As I like to say, Mace, don't touch the bunyo.
No.
Not on a Lakers game day Tuesday.
Hey, and Chris, on Thursday, they're going an hour earlier.
Sometimes you got to go an hour earlier. Yeah.
Oh, they're going at 6.
By the way, I think we got to get one of these two, Mace.
I agree.
Got to get one of these two.
Got to split. Gotta split.
I think tonight's the night because here's my theory.
Okay.
LeBron's been off since Friday.
Yeah.
They've played every other day for a while.
Yep.
So now is when we can get them. They're fatigued. We're not. After tonight, every other day until one team wins four. So let's get it tonight and seize control of the series like we did in Memphis.
I am all about that. In fact, right off the bat, I don't know if you caught this, Ireland, but my mythical money total is now pretty far over 200,000.
Good, because somebody needs to catch Jorge.
And I am going to bet 30,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus the 4.5 today.
I like it.
$30,000. It's not high enough.
When you have a big number, when you're the big stack, you can make big bets.
Mace, I think what you need here is a parlay. Catch them in one fell swoop.
Parlay.
Don't do it, Mace. Don't do it, Mace.
Parlay king.
Yeah.
I might as well throw one parlay out there.
Yeah.
Might as well.
You're going to waste all your money. You're going to get up and getting you to waste your money.
For people listening, I can't bet on the NBA, even mythical money.
No.
So I'm out of any NBA betting because I work for the league. But, Mace,
yes.
you can. Now, how about this? I'll give you a couple that I like.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, good. Got it.
Jared Vanderbilt over 5.5 points. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that. Jared Vanderbilt over 5.5 points. Count
He's
me in.
He's averaged 8.8 against the Warriors this season.
Okay. Vanderbilt
that's one possibility.
Over 5.5 points. Now I'm doing
this. This one I like less than the Vanderbilt one, but I still like it.
Okay.
D'Angelo Russell over 15.5 points.
Don't take it. Don't take it.
Here's the reason why I think that one's riskier. If D'Lo needs to guard either Steph or Clay, if one of those players gets hot, they'll go to Schroeder.
Yep.
And then he'll be on the bench and you'll be out in the cold. But I like Vanderbilt's going to be in because he's guarding Steph.
Yes.
So I think he gets 6 points just cleaning up the misses from the other guys.
Yeah, I'm not gonna take the D'Angelo bet. I'm gonna pass on
that. You're lucky he'll get like 15 on the dot.
Klay Thompson over under 23.5. You could take either side.
I wouldn't touch that one with a pole either.
I don't think so either.
I don't like that.
It could go either way very easily.
Yeah, I mean, I can see either side of that.
All right. So those are your three.
I will come up with some more. Okay. I'll do some research, which I sometimes do on the show, and I'll try to figure out the rest of the
How much are you going to put in on this?
I'll probably put like...
Well, see, no, if you just take your $30,000 bet and you do a three-team parlay, pay 6-1, $180,000.
Oh, no, I'm keeping the $30,000 bet. This is going to be over and above.
Okay,
it's going to be separate.
Steph... Over under 31.5.
I wouldn't touch that either. It could very easily go.
Mace, here's one I like a lot.
I think Vando and Austin Reeves and Schroeder could lock up Steph. he said
okay.
Sarcastically.
Mace, how about this one? Yeah. This one I like a lot. This one I like as much as the Vanderbilt bet.
Okay.
LeBron over assists 5.5.
Are you kidding me? That's a great bet. Over 5.5.
He averaged
assists.
6.8 during the regular season.
Yeah, no, sign me up for that one.
But
there's
he only
two.
Averaged 5.2 against the Grizzlies.
I just want you to know that I made all my money without any parlays. Just saying.
Who cares?
Just saying.
That's because you're dumb.
And you guys have been trying to catch up.
There are many
so who's the smart one here?
And all on his own, too. He made his bets on his own brain.
I don't ask
for
nobody's
there
advice.
There are many ways to skin a cat. I am doing it a different way.
Sure.
Why are you trying to skin cats?
Well, I mean, it's an expression.
Okay.
No, it's it.
All right, last
That's
one.
That's still an
expression. Mace, last
Don't
one.
Be so
you ready?
PC.
Last one. You ready?
Yeah.
Kevon Looney rebounds over under 12.5. I like the over. Yeah. He's the only big guy they have.
He had 20 rebounds in game seven, right?
That's going to be the one that kills you.
He's gone over 12.5 rebounds in each of his last five games.
Okay, I'm going over. 12.5. Over 12.5.
Just lost your parlay. All right.
No, I crossed off.
Mace, here I can
give you the flip-flop. No, because I think AD is going to
Looney is only
do a great
averaging
job on the defensive boards.
Looney is averaging 7.8 per game in his last 10 games against the Lakers.
So you want to go under?
I'd want to go under. I don't want any part of it. I can't root for anybody with the Warriors. Does that make sense? I know this is my flaw when I play fantasy sports or when I wager is I can only bet in favor of my own teams.
I don't think this is weird at all.
I would never have, like, for example, my fantasy baseball team, which sucks this year. There are no San Francisco Giants. Would not have San Francisco
Giants. Well, the Giants have 11 wins this year. They stink.
They do stink. But I want to know part of them. Like when I play fantasy, I don't want any part of the 49ers. I've never had a 49er on my fantasy football team. And I did finish in the money this year.
I would take Debo. That guy's a stat monster.
Yeah, not doing it. Not doing it. All right, so we got a lot going on today. Why don't we start here? How good was Steph Curry's speech before Game 7 against Sacramento?
Well,
Draymond Green will describe it for us next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. The great Gino Minnelli.
No way, this is Steely Dan, you dope.
Oh, sorry. Steely Dan.
I took a screenshot.
Yeah.
The other day I had the Yacht Rock station on in the car.
Oh, good.
And Gino Vannelli came up.
Oh, did he really?
Which we may just play today, and I meant to send it to you.
Oh, it's Gino Vannelli.
Vannelli.
I thought it was Gino Minnelli.
Vannelli. Yeah. Live Imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now I'm Travis Lee on Mason and Ireland.
Yeah, let's get with the program.
Sorry.
Here.
It's been a long
First
day.
First thing I do when I walk in, I say, how you doing, Morales? You know what he says? I'm tired.
Well, Chris works a lot.
We got no time for tired.
Oh, we don't.
We got game one
Are you
tonight.
Calling me gutless?
I'm calling you gutless. Exactly. I'm tired.
Did I say that on the air, though? I had plenty of energy.
Mason, who did we call gutless yesterday, and it completely was true? It was late in the day. We were talking to somebody. It was either Sedano or Cap.
Well, Cappy's always gutless.
Cappy is gutless.
Yeah. He is. He's scared of his own shadow.
By the way, Chris, you know what Hey 19's about, right?
No.
It kind of could be your theme song.
Really? Mm. Tell me more.
It's an older man.
Huh?
Seducing a 19-year-old girl.
Oh, okay. So it's like a Lakers game.
But see, I prefer... I prefer it the other way, John. Even at my age now, I prefer mom.
You like when the 19-year-old seduce you?
Oh, I got a mommy thing.
No, he likes a good cougar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I met a 62-year-old cougar a few weeks back.
Did you really?
At Stubrick's, at the bar at Stubrick's.
62 is the new 42.
Did she pay for it with her Social Security check?
You don't get them until you're 65.
Did you guys have soup?
Sanka?
Pudding?
No. She actually said, I'm having Woodford on the rocks. Would you like one? I said, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Strong. Very I like nice. Her already.
Yeah. A 62-year-old woman drinking Woodford on the rocks.
She's as old as the bourbon.
Come on, man. Mason in Ireland continues right now.
Bunch of cheap age jokes.
Yeah, that's not funny. Especially from a guy who's part of AARP now.
Made me laugh. No, they're sending me stuff. I'm not accepting it. Return to sender.
Your age is your age, man. You're in AARP.
You get a free tote.
$5,000 mythical dollars, John. Here is the three-leg parlay.
You got the whole thing. All right.
Vando over 5.5 points.
Okay.
LeBron over 5.5 assists.
Okay.
And Austin Reeves over 15.5 points.
Okay, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Bet more than 5,000, because if you hit it, you get 6-1 on this. So if you hit it, you only get 30 grand. If you bet 20 grand on that parlay,
you
get 120 grand.
This is how you lose your ass, my man. This is how you lose your ass.
But it doesn't matter. Jorge has a huge lead. You got to swing big.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I'm inching my way back into it. I'm within what?
200,000.
I'm within 200,000.
150-ish.
Let it stand. 5,000. Because
it's also May, so like we have the whole year.
Correct. We have all football season.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Well, that's where I'm going to make my hay since I can't bet on
that. Is.
Yeah,
that
that's
is.
Exactly where you're going to lose.
Steph Curry gave a speech before Game 7 of the Golden State series with Sacramento, and Draymond Green talked We don't know what exactly he said, but we know what Draymond said he said. Here is Draymond Green.
But let me deliver the message before film. Say no more. And he delivered such a powerful message. Listen, we just got embarrassed last night. We got embarrassed on our home floor with an opportunity to close out a team. And we never showed up. He said, if you getting on this bus, you making a commitment to this team. I don't care how many minutes you play. I don't care if you don't play a single second. I don't care if it's points, rebounds, whatever it is. But if you getting on this bus, you are saying, I am going to do whatever it takes as far as my preparation goes to win this game. We not going out like that. We have an opportunity to play in game 7. They rare. They don't come around. Take advantage of the moment. Embrace the moment. When he delivered that speech, I can't say I knew he was going to come out and get 50, but I knew he was going to come out and do something incredible. And I knew there was no way he was going to allow us to lose that game.
So, obviously, Steph Curry went off for 50. First time anybody scored 50 in a game 7. Do you think these speeches, do you think pregame speeches and speeches the day before, do they matter? Obviously, Draymond Green thinks Steph nailed this speech.
They matter when they come from someone like him because he doesn't give them all the time. If you're somebody that just runs your mouth, if you're Dylan Brooks and you just run your mouth all the time, but you never back it up with your play,
right?
Then I think people tune you out. But Steph, Draymond's the emotional leader of the Warriors. He's the one normally giving those speeches. And you heard him say, let me give the speech. He called Draymond or texted Draymond at 6 in the morning saying he couldn't sleep. And Draymond said, I can't sleep either. And Steph said, let me give the speech, which he doesn't do very often. So when he speaks up, people listen. And so that's why I think it worked in this case.
Right. You know what makes a good background music for a speech?
Newsroom?
The theme from the newsroom.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I still to this day do not know why Newsroom wasn't a bigger hit.
I know, it's great. Game 1 tonight. Lakers, Warriors. We've heard so much talk about the Warriors. Steph Curry scoring 50 in Game 7. But the Lakers have had an extra day off. And we have got LeBron James.
We've had two extra days off.
Two extra days off. Correction. We have Anthony Davis, who had a monster series. We have Austin Reeves, a guy who is clearly going to get the bag after this season for a remarkable run. And we've got Darvin Ham. Darvin Ham, who has made every right move in 2023. Rob Pelinka, who has put together a roster, who has revolutionized a roster at the trade deadline to give us guys like Vando and Malik Beasley. Well, Malik Beasley. And D'Angelo
Russell. Terrible.
We own the Warriors starting tonight, game number 1 in San Francisco.
That speech was awful.
I thought it was okay. I did reference Malik Beasley, and I didn't.
And you're talking about people's contracts?
Yeah. Well, no, he is a stud, man. He is going to get paid this offseason.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe by somebody other than us.
Well,
why are you bringing that up?
Let's not assume that.
Yeah, but why would you bring that up?
Let's not assume that. And Beasley, who may or may not show up, says on the YouTube chat.
There was a game against the Warriors this year where Malik Beasley made 7 threes.
Yeah.
He could factor in this series.
I'm not betting on it. I do think, John, there will be one game where we will say that was the Austin Reeves game.
Think about this. In the 6 games against Memphis, the Lakers had a different leading scorer in 5 of them. Rui Hachimura was leading scorer in game 1. Then it was LeBron. Then one game was Austin Reeves. Last game was D'Angelo Russell. And AD led the team in scoring twice. But that's a really good thing. If you don't know where all the points are coming from, you're harder to defend. So the Lakers have a real chance tonight. I know that, 11 out of 13 ESPN experts have picked the Warriors.
Yep.
I sent you guys an
article. Momo.
I sent you guys an article this morning.
Yes.
That said The Athletic talked to a current NBA front office executive, a current scout, and a current coach. All three picked the Warriors. But I'm here to tell you, we played the Warriors four times this year, and we beat them three. We've won 14 of our last 18 games. We are the hottest team in the NBA, and we just won our last game by 40 points.
Bam!
Play loose, play free, and stick it to these guys. Let's go.
They're gutless, John. The Warriors are gutless.
Yeah, but every speech sounds better over the newsroom theme.
So that's why I'm in here, because the newsroom theme got me excited.
Yeah.
So to John's point, and I say this, John, you're a Sorkin guy, I'm a Sorkin guy. Mace is like, eh.
I actually love the newsroom.
Settle down, settle
I
down.
Love the newsroom settle more down. Than I love West Wing. Sorry. West Wing is not a religious experience.
Because I watched American President twice over the last week.
Oh, so good.
But excellent
John,
movie.
I loved Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
So did I.
Loved Sports Night.
Sports Night.
Loved Newsroom.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. The Sorkin writing works so well on the West Wing because these people run the free world. They're the most important people in the country.
Right.
Whereas that writing on a television news program or a sports show or a comedy show in Hollywood, it didn't fit as well.
Yeah.
That's
Maybe.
My opinion.
Here's what
I loved all those shows.
I loved them.
It's funny that we talked about Sorkin because you didn't see... You weren't watching Game 6 because you were at the game, John. But on, I think it was ESPN, right? Was that game on ESPN? Cassidy Hubbard from ESPN. Yeah, of course it was on ESPN. Was interviewing Taylor Jenkins, the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. And they did it as a walk-in talk. Have you seen this?
Yeah, they've been doing more of those.
It is such a tough thing to do, to walk and talk at the same time. It's hard enough to interview a coach just standing there, but to do it as a walk and talk is really a Sorkin-esque walk and talk is not easy.
Right. Well, first of all, Cassidy's great.
She is.
And so she can handle anything they throw at her. And it's we're not Mace. We're not interviewing the leader of the free world here. It's the coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. How hard can it be?
But I can imagine walking through there all those wires. I'd like trip while I was, or stumble while I was interviewing Taylor. I think that probably is
Here's what to remember. That in front of them when they're walking is a cameraman walking backwards. So if anybody's going to trip, it'll be the camera
guy. That's true. Hey, you know, as my friend Chris Morales would say, Friday is it potty? Is that what it is?
Party, party, oh party.
Party, party, oh party. Potty, potty, oh party. Because I get mixed up. Then it's summer.
Right, but it's just party.
Party.
Party, party, oh party.
Okay, that's Friday. You can
potty.
Meet us in the OC on Cinco de Mayo. We're taking over Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim for a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We're all going to be there on Friday.
Right off the 57 freeway, Cattell Avenue. You could also take the 5. And take Cattell up from Disneyland.
Exactly.
So easy to get there.
I was going to say that. And we're giving away Angels tickets. We're giving away Solita gift cards. And get this, we are giving away Mandy Awards tickets. This is the only place you can get them. Join Travis and Slee, me, Ireland, Shadano and Cap, the entire 710 crew at Anaheim's hottest new restaurant, Solita Tacos and Margaritas. Light the fire within and feed your soul. Let's give that wheel of questions a spin. Next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. The great Gino Minnelli.
No, this is Dr. Hook.
Oh, sorry.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. Sometimes we play Yacht Rock on Tuesdays because John and I love it.
We always play Yacht
Rock. Plus, stay tuned for my story, my side of Mace just hunting on my Instagram, John. You didn't hear this. That he, in a,
this is the weirdest story.
When he was intoxicated, decided to hop on my Instagram
page. Weirdest
story.
Weirdest
story. And just start liking stuff.
That's
okay.
Weird.
If you think of me when you're intoxicated, that's okay.
Never been more glad that I'm not on Instagram.
Meanwhile, it is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Jorge, spin that wheel, Jack.
All right, we didn't really decide whose wheel it was. I guess it's
I got it. You want one?
Yeah, you got one?
Okay. This is kind of weird.
Okay.
Would you rather sweat an embarrassing amount or need to hydrate every 5 minutes? In other words, so you would be somebody who sweats profusely, like Albert Brooks in Broadcast News, or you would have to drink water every 5 minutes.
Bergman?
I think it's pretty straightforward. I'm just going to carry water around with me everywhere I go and continually drink water every 5 minutes. But is that really where you're sleeping too, though? Like, you wake up every 5 minutes?
No, I think you're allowed to sleep.
Okay, so it's only
everyone
when you're awake.
Except me, of course.
When you're awake.
So then, yeah, that's simple. I'll just carry a water bottle everywhere I go. Jorge? I don't want to sweat. That's gross.
Yeah, I want to drink water, as much water as I can.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of a no-brainer of a question. I mean, I, as somebody who once had a sweating experience on a television audition, which was ridiculous, I believe me, I would rather hydrate. I always have, like, a bottle of vitamin water or straight up water or whatever, coffee. I'm always hydrating. So, yeah, I would choose hydrating.
Well, isn't it good for you to drink a ridiculously large amount of water?
Yeah, the more the better.
So, but I think it would be hard to have to drink every 5 minutes. Like, even if you're running on a treadmill, you got to drink water every 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, on a treadmill, I always have water when I'm on an elliptical when I'm working out.
If you're doing other things, you have to stop and drink water.
I think that's okay, though. You can hydrate. That's fine.
Excuse me.
Water break.
Excuse me for 1 minute.
1 second.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you be running to the bathroom a lot more? I think I would take the sweat.
Are you at that point where you go to the bathroom a lot at night?
It depends. Well, I don't sleep a lot, so me going to the bathroom is I go once during the night.
I don't know. When I'm on my Peloton all the time, I have to drink
water. Never on your Peloton.
On your Peloton is the most.
Have you sold it?
Oh, man. He says he's going to come next week.
Bergman, when I'm on my Peloton,
you got a guy who says
the
he's going to buy it?
Statement.
There is a guy that says he's going to buy it, but he's been pushing me off for like
What's
3 weeks.
What's the price down to?
It's still $800.
Take it, Mace. Take it.
If you will.
I'll give you a $650.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Will
you do it?
Up that easy?
Yeah, that's fine.
He doesn't want to give you $650. He's going to try and go lower.
Exactly.
Now.
He doesn't want to.
$600. Now I wonder how. That's a terrible way to negotiate. It's like.
Yeah, you just blew it.
I don't need to negotiate. It was going to be It was an extra $150 that I lost, but I can keep waiting for this guy at $800.
And for that $150, I can take it over your house.
You can take it over?
Yeah.
And so how you're much? Paying that one?
$200.
And I get that for $850. You know what? That's honestly a pretty good deal for a Peloton. These things sell for a lot of money.
They sell for a lot of money.
They do. Pelotons go for, I mean, don't people spend like $2,000 on a Peloton?
Yeah, I did.
That's
now
a lot
down.
Of money for a coat hanger, Mace.
Yeah.
It is. It's a very expensive coat hanger.
I definitely have a
but
sweatshirt on
But if I
on
went
it.
On those rides like Cappy goes on with whoever his guy is, Alex Toussaint.
Yeah.
You get a guy in the little screen that
got
says, come on, you can do it, Mace.
Yeah, but Cappy's in better shape than you.
Ride harder.
I mean, they do. They just
up the
they
hill.
Motivate you.
Yeah, they motivate you.
So, are you going to buy it for $650?
Thinking.
Oh, you can't. You offered it already. I accepted. I think
no,
isn't that the deal?
Yeah,
that
was not.
That's the deal, right? Said, Ireland, am I wrong? Wow. He offered $650.
I
said
there
done.
There was an offer and an acceptance there.
Absolutely.
No, there's no flip flopping on this now, too.
And the shipping was included.
Can we just acknowledge that the flip flopping thing is ridiculous?
No, right. Because it's you flip flop more than anyone ever.
Yeah,
you just did it. On the Peloton.
You legitimately did it right now.
I said, how about, I'm trying to feel you out on price.
No,
how
you
about?
Did not. You said, I said, how much will you offer me? You said $650. I said, done. That was it.
Yeah, that's an offer and an acceptance. Yep. Jorge, I don't know if he accepted your deal to do it for $200. Yeah.
But, I mean, who else am I going to get?
Yeah,
so
shipping.
That's shipping.
exactly. And handling.
It's
I'll take
base.
It up.
It's not a bad deal if you end up doing
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'll set it up.
I'll
there
do it.
There it is. Right there. The offer accepted.
Done.
All right.
All right.
Done and done.
You did well for yourself today.
I did not clear that with the powers that be, but I assume it's going to be
your
okay.
Your phone's going to buzz.
It is.
3, 2, 1.
It is. I'm going to get a message. tonight is going to be huge, though. I'll tell you what. I said this to on text over there, and you know, I partied a little bit this weekend, John.
Good for you.
I had a little partying. And so I did do some stuff. One of the things I sent, it was sort of it was this weird text where I said, we are going to do some great radio over the next couple of weeks. Did you get that text, Bergman?
No.
We are going to do some great radio over the next. There is nothing more fun than doing what we do when something gigantic is going down. When you've got the Golden State Warriors versus the Lakers, when you've got Steph Curry versus LeBron James, when you've got two guys looking for their fifth ring, I mean, all of a sudden it is, you always say, stop what you're doing. The town is going to come to a halt tonight when the Lakers and the Warriors tip off.
Yeah, and remember, if you want to watch this game on TV, Spectrum Sportsnet is done. Right. They don't do any more games. They'll still do their pre and their postgame stuff. So if you want to watch Geeter and James Worthy, you can flip over there before the game and after. But if you want to watch the actual game, it's either on TNT or ESPN or ABC from here on out. And we do every game on the radio. But I'm with you, Mace. I think the whole town's going to stop. I can't believe this is a second round series.
I know.
It feels like the finals.
So let me throw something at you. The Warriors are looking for their fifth title in 9 years. Now, that's a couple series away.
Yeah.
Where would they rank in terms of greatest teams of all time if they pull that off?
Well, they'd be right there with the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Bulls. The Lakers, the Celtics, and the Bulls all did that. The Celtics did it in the 60s. The Lakers did it in the 80s. The Bulls did it in the 90s. And now the Warriors can do it here. You don't count Miami as much. Miami won two in a row and then kind of petered out.
Right.
But five is something that's reserved for the Lakers, the Bulls, and the Celtics, and that's it. That's the list. So it would vault them into that echelon.
You know, it's weird. This has been the least chalky postseason probably ever in history. There's so far there's a 6 seed, a 7 seed, a 5 seed, and an five, six, seven, and eight.
First time ever.
All alive. James Harden last night, they found a way to win that game. James Harden without Joel Embiid, which is just a gigantic blow to Boston.
And Boston had just looked broken at the end of that game. They did a bunch of really stupid stuff. And so you wonder now, it's the first time I've said, maybe they can't make it back to the finals without M.A. Udoka.
Yeah. Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, so I sent you the thing I do for the pregame show for Michael. I don't know what you read. It was really long.
Yeah.
But there was something in there that I never knew until now.
Yeah, by the way, this is called the TICAM, right?
Yeah, it stands for Things I Can Ask Michael. It's just a long list of random facts.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, did you see this? I never knew this. LeBron James and Steph Curry were born in the same hospital. Did you know that?
That is weird. Yeah, that makes
sense,
though.
6 years apart, the Akron General Medical Center in Ohio.
Yeah, because Steph's dad played for Cleveland, right?
And LeBron's from there. And so they were born in the same hospital.
I mean, how many hospitals are there in Akron?
Right, but what are the odds?
What are the odds
that the two best players in the NBA were born in the same?
The two best players in this series.
But if they're both in Akron, and there's only one hospital in Akron,
why are you?
I'm just asking questions.
That's an interesting nugget.
It is an interesting nugget.
Don't rag on the TICAM.
It's not. I love the TICAM.
The TICAM is sacred.
I printed it for you.
The TICAM is sacred.
I know. It takes time to put together, man.
It does.
By the way,
this is why Ireland's up all night.
Okay, so Mace, to your point. It's also the first time ever since they went to a 16-team format, that's back in 1984, that all 8 seeds are represented in the second round.
Ah.
Nuggets 1, Celtics 2, Sixers 3, Suns 4, Knicks 5, Warriors 6, Lakers 7, Heat 8. Never happened before.
You going to attack that, Bergman?
No, that was pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, Bergman. Bergman's been very chippy today.
I have been chippy today.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to deny it.
I like that. I want you chippy on a game day.
So I'll give you an idea of what we were chippy about. As Dodger fans know, we have been lied to. We have been lied to. And I will explain what I mean next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.